Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University and is a licensed chiropractor with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. Got a health question? Ask Dr. Medici live today on Straight Talk on Health. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning, all of you. I think I've designed something really special today for you because I acknowledge that you are listening to these shows because you've decided to take responsibility for your health. And I'm going to give it to you straight today. My experience as a doctor over two decades is that your perception as the patient of how to measure the efficiency, the efficacy of your healing requires a deeper insight, and I'm going to give that to you today. Because, you know, what it comes down to in your experience as a patient, as a person out there in the audience that listens to these shows because you have health concerns, is that you devote money, energy, time to your healing. And your question is, over a month or two or three, is that devotion paying off or not paying off? Now, I sit there behind the desk as the doctor. I treat many of you each week. I'm having the pleasure of getting to know so many of you. You can learn so much on the phone, etc. And I listen to your stories and your conclusions about the things that you did to help yourself, what you paid for to do to yourself to help yourself, and the conclusion you draw as you look for that wonderful day when you lead a healthy life again. And my frustration is that you don't have enough clear perception of what it takes to heal. In other words, I wish that you were prepared to come in to an office to talk to a doctor. Because too often, your version of reality and how you're going to measure efficacy in your process has nothing to do with how the doctor sees it. You see, often you, the patient, have already committed years ago to a perception of reality that's, I'm sorry, I don't know a better word than delusional. And you go round and round and round and round until patients come in finally frustrated. They're at their wit's end. They've tried this, they've tried that, they've been to this doctor, they've been to that doctor. And really, it's your perception of it. And it's not your fault. You've got to get the education. So I want to spend the next 30 minutes, maybe 40 minutes, discussing something I created, the 20 signs that you are surely healing. The 20 signs that you are surely healing. And here's the big news. In other words, this is what you have to get from this. Many of these signs that we're going to discuss today occur long before there's any change in your symptomology. I'm going to repeat that. These 20 signs, many of them are going to occur before you have less pain, or before you have less symptomology, or before you think you're healing. They're flickers. They're little signs, you see. And many of these signs you miss. You miss because you haven't been trained to respect them. And that is why you fail. Now, what I can tell you is that this is so important to understand that however you want to look at this, God, I will say, offers you a flicker of healing in the beginning. That's the way it works. And we are always wasting our time looking for the big miracle, and so we miss these little flickers in that dark and stormy journey that we call a healing. And we put our attention in the wrong place. You see, healing is an exercise in faith, and I know you would agree with that. But you see, translated into action, it means that you celebrate these little flickers and stop looking for that great big miracle that's usually a delusion. See, if you pass that test, the bigger ones are sure to appear. You see? Now, I've, in 2 decades, rarely see it any other way. I thoroughly believe in miracles. And I am sure that Jesus cured the sick in a miraculous way. I don't know many doctors that function the same way. And the miracles I always see happen when my patients attach themselves to these little things that occur long before their pain and their symptomology has decreased. So I created the 20 signs that you are healing. I want you to digest these and put them into your experience, and I want you to start attaching them to yourself, to your experience, so you sustain your healing. I want you to understand them at all costs. And as you're going to see over the next half an hour, some of them are going to be very counterintuitive. They're going to bend your perception of the reality of what it takes to heal. All right, I want to take the break early today. Let's take a quick break. We'll be come back and get to the list.
Hi, my friends. This is Dr. Medici. Write this number down. 1-888-777-0711. That's 1-888-777-0711. That's my toll-free, super easy-to-remember phone number that allows you to get on the show with me live to get your health questions answered. That's 1-888-777-0711. I want to hear about your health concerns, your symptoms, your aches and pains, your questions about surgery. Anything under the name of health that concerns you concerns me, and I'll get it handled. And if it's inappropriate for the show or we need more time, I'll finish it after the show. That's 1-888-777-0711. And if you're shy and this isn't the kind of thing you do, do it anyway. I promise I'll make it easy. That's 1-888-777-0711. Hope to hear from you. Bye-bye.
Okay, we're back. Now remember, this list is going to be posted onto my website shortly. That's straighttalk.cc. I've got the radio archives up now. So any of the shows that it's just too much information to download that fast to you, you can go on the website, straighttalk.cc, and hear the show again. And I'm going to be building this site out now rapidly. So thanks for your patience. Okay, number one, the most important sign I look for as a doctor of 2 decades, getting involved in ways you wouldn't believe with people who suffer from pain and illness. The number one sign is when somebody walks into my office and says, they just walk in and sit down, and before they tell me what's even wrong, they say, "This doctor is not supposed to happen to me. They're not going to cut out my body part. I'm simply not going to say sick. This is wrong. I don't accept this." They go into this dialogue. I don't even know what's going on. But they want me to know right from the jump that this is not going to keep them sick. Now, don't misunderstand. I hear this all the time. The difference is that some people really mean it when they say it. And my ears, after 2 decades, are really trained to tell who is who. So when I hear the necessary sincerity behind those affirmations, I know they're talking to God. They're already where they're supposed to be, and I know they are going to heal. And you can come in with anything you want. I know when I hear that sincerity, we're going to be in good shape soon. You can bank on that. Some people just have the faith. And those are the ones I will assure a healing. And if I don't hear it, I don't say it. But when they come in ready, and you know who you are, plan on that accelerated evolution to health. With other people, they have to finesse it over time. They don't come in quite ready. And that's a lot more work for the doctor. The doctor's got to work to facilitate, to inspire. You know, we study this out in the wilderness. When the plane crashes in the jungle or in the Antarctic or whatever, and people have to survive. Some do, some don't. All the psychological studies, when we interview the people, the survivors of the wreck that bled and suffered and starved in the wilderness for weeks upon week, and they made it. You see, they're asked, what was it? And they say, I don't know what it was. I just knew I wasn't going to die. And that's the way some people walk in when they're sick. And when they walk in that way, I confirm their suspicion that they're not supposed to be sick. Now, that's a party I want to have with someone. I don't think there's a more important sign. So, the 20 signs that you were going to heal. And again, these people come in and talk this way, and they're not feeling better yet. They are suffering tremendously. And they say that. The most important sign I just stated. All right. Number two. You're the patient or the person out there in the audience who celebrates these little gifts you get, these little flickers of healing. Example, the patient has low back pain, or their hand shakes vigorously, or they have vertigo, meaning the room. And after 2 months of devotion to their healing, nothing has improved. Now, I want to tell you that 80% of the time, lots has changed. They may be sleeping better. They may be 6 or 7 days in that 2 months when they had 50% less back pain. Or their vertigo went away, but then it came back with a vengeance on the day they walked into the office, so that doesn't count. Or for 2 months, their digestion has improved greatly. Their digestion, but who cares about their digestion? That wasn't their health concern, so it doesn't count. You see, this is delusional. They want what they want when they want it, or it ain't no darn good. And if that person's you, and I know I'm talking to lots of people, I'm not scolding you. You just don't know. You are innocent. You have not put the time in and watched hundreds of healings progress. I'm simply pointing out to you that the body heals according to its own agenda. We as doctors never really know what it's doing. That's a joke. We act like we do. My God, I'll be 55 years old before I'm out of school. When I see a healing occur, I facilitate it. But I never knew what you were going to do when you did it. The body has its own plan, and that plan is divined from above. That's what has to be respected. And when it's not, when the patient decides they're going to control their healing, judge it on the basis of their parameters and not the divine's, you don't heal. You don't heal. The body has its own very special agenda. So if we focus on our agenda, we don't exalt those little flickers. Your digestion improved, your sleep improved. Those are not little things. Those are big things. It doesn't matter that it's not what you came in to have treated. You see, that's your act of faith. If you exalt those little gifts, then those little gifts mature into big gifts. But sometimes we don't, because we're fixated on our pain. And that's it. We're fixated on our pain. So number two is what? That you exalt the little flickers. Number three is you don't stay fixated on your pain. The sickness is not a detour. Your chronic symptom that's getting in the way of doing what you want to do otherwise is not a detour. It's not in the way. It was supposed to happen. But that's not the way we look at it. We look at it like it shouldn't have happened. And now we're losing time and we have to spend all this money and we have to go to the darn doctor. And we can't do the things we want to do because we have the great misfortune of being out of commission. Well, I'll tell you the truth. I, Dr. Marshall, all of us as doctors that care, look for the patient who begins to understand that the illness, the sickness, the chronic painful symptom is not a detour, rather the beginning of a new life. The opportunity to realize your true self, because it was your fake self, the self that God wants you to disband from, that got you sick. So that you might look upon the health challenge as a blessing someday and not an unfortunate dark black alley. Now, when I see a patient begin to understand these things, I know I will bear witness to a healing and not before. You see, that's the way it works. Which brings us to number four. Number three being view.